10 reasons you know that Santa Claus is Satan. Number one, you know that the word Santa, anagram wise, is S-A-T-A-N. Number two, naughty or nice. Naughty or nice, that's a works-based salvation. That's not faith alone. That's a works-based salvation. That's not faith alone. Number three, Saint Nick. Saint Nick. Saint Nick goes back to that old devil. Just type in Saint Nick etymology and follow it. That old devil. The devil. Nicholas, Nicky, Nick goes back to the devil. Number four. Just Google what's the history of Christmas, and it'll tell you that it was a religion that worshipped the planets or the stars, something like that, the sun, different myth. I think it goes back to Mithras. That's all I got. I don't have 10. I'm sure I could think of it. If number five, number five is the whole world goes along with it. You know, if it's worldly wisdom, it's contrary. Number six, if you say Christmas or Santa is Satan, people get mad. They just get mad. Number seven, holidays is a mockery of the holy days. Number eight, any Gentile tradition is contrary. The Gentiles are against God. Number nine, I just thought of it. I didn't think I'd have 10. I was just going to title it that, just to maybe somebody make some comments below to get 10. But number nine would be they're merchandising it. It's all about money. Mammon, money. Christmas, the corporations love it. It's money. Number nine is money. It's merchandising. Number 10, I don't have a number 10, but I'm sure somebody can make a comment. Number 10. What's up with that red suit? What's up with wearing the red suit? Could that be representing the Jezebel spirit? Could the red suit represent Jezebel? Number 10, I'm not sure. I'm shocked I came up with 9 just off the cuff because I'm going down the highway just thinking about it. If I came up with 9 right off the cuff, I could probably come up with number 10 about the elves and the North Pole. He's got his little helper elves. If I did some more research of what is some of the history of Santa Claus. The kids are waiting for somebody to come down a chimney and give them gifts based on whether they're naughty or nice. If you're good, you get a gift. If you're bad, you don't get a gift. You know? Little helpers flying in the sky. Number 10, I could probably come up with a number 10, but I'd have to do more research, but he's in a sleigh. I mean, come on. All right, so there's number 10. It's just I forget the word, but it's like a nursery rhyme. It's just it's fake reality. So they're promoting a fake reality to children. So they're getting children to believe fake realities as a child. And so number 10 would be, just like the rest of society giving you false information and delusion, it's a form of gaslighting. It's a fake reality. So they've already started the fake reality with children, and then they get everybody to promote something that's not real to their children, and no wonder the children get mad when they become an adult. They become the people who are atheists have Santa syndrome. Just type in Santa syndrome. They always bring up, well, Santa Claus ain't real, so Jesus ain't real. So number 10 would be fake reality being promoted, delusions started as a child to get you used to more delusions. Just pretty much a big fat lie. 10 reasons Santa Claus is Satan. The devil feeds you a lie from the get-go, right? The devil's a liar from the beginning. The biggest thing is a works-based salvation. It's a lie. And the anagram is clear, Satan. And if you type in the origins of Christmas, you'll see it goes back to cult worship of the planets or something like that. Number 11 would be, is if you try to have a conversation with somebody about it, they get mad. Even the churches, even the pastor. Most of the pastors, you say, well, Santa, Christmas goes back to the worship of the sun or something. They get mad. Well, we know it ain't. We know that, but we're just celebrating it. And we're changing it to Jesus. They get mad. If you talk to a woman about it, she really gets emotional. She goes crazy. Because it's a holiday, see? Number 12, the holidays take people out of the norm. They get in this emotional, ecstatic state because everybody else is in it. And the Bible says every day is the same. It's just like if you hold a person above another person, if you hold a day above another day, Jesus is the same Lord and Savior and Master of every day. There's a possibility to do 20 reasons Santa is Satan. You could probably write a book and sell it. 20 reasons why Santa is Satan. Anyway, whether you agree with me or not, you better think about it, because if they're fooling you with Santa Claus from a child, what else are they fooling you with? Everything. You've been lied to your whole life. Instead of every day being a worship service to God, they want you to worship mammon and traditions and holidays and it pleases them in. They want you to follow the cube, the hive, the hive mind. They want you to believe like everybody else. And if you have a different belief system that's lined up with deep research and just meditation, that just doesn't make sense, they're going to attack you. And if they attack you because you say Santa Claus is Satan, that means they've been brainwashed by the system. they think you're crazy, but the whole system's crazy. But they don't call themselves crazy. And they're not even using their brain. Why don't they call themselves crazy?